Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that we feature the winner, or sometimes winners, of the T.S. de Picardy Online Keyboard Music Forum Challenge for amateur home organ and keyboard players. Well, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by administrator of the group, Hugh Wallington. Hello, Hugh. Welcome to the programme. Thanks very much for being with me.
Hi, Ian.
Lovely to talk to you. Hugh, I think it's probably fair to say that whilst many in the organ and keyboard world are obviously, well, bemoaning the effects of this pandemic on their ability to play concerts and so on, that the Keyboard Music Forum is possibly as busy as it's ever been, with users at home wanting to access it. Just tell us from the outset, Hugh, how the forum came about and your interest in it and so on.
Well, Ian, you're quite right about the organ and keyboard world bemoaning the effect of COVID-19 and their ability to play concerts. Here in Weston-super-Mare, we have an organ and keyboard club, but our last meeting was on the 5th of March when we had Claire Grieg play for us. Andrew Nix was due to come on the 2nd of April, and I was looking forward to that, but everything's now on hold until further notice. Most of our forum members are elderly, so are in voluntary lockdown. And what to do when you're stuck at home? Those of us at Pins and Keyboards are taking the opportunity to delve into our keyboards a bit further and discover how we can get the best out of them. And it's an opportunity to post some music for others to listen to and check out the numerous topics on almost anything to do with music. How did I start running forums? Well, when I bought my AR-80, I decided to join the Yamaha Club run by Glyn Madden. And he had an online section where he listed the organs and keyboards that the members played. There are about 50 who had an AR-80 or an AR-100. So I decided to send an email to them all. I could have been inundated with replies, but in fact, only a few replied. There were six of us all together. We started emailing each other, discussing the AR organ and sending each other music. Then one of the six, John Bridget, said we should have a website for doing this. Then all our group would be able to catch up on what was going on in their own time. And John also pointed out that anyone else wanting to join our group would have missed out on all that had gone on before. I said I didn't know how to do this, but John said he did, as he had a computer shop in Gainsborough and Lincolnshire and did web hosting for business clients. So that's how the AR group was born. Oh. Sometime later, I was helping Mike Brackey with the admin of the TDP forum when Mike decided to move on. He'd formed his own vintage organ group on Facebook. So I asked John if he would take the T.S. de Picardy forum on as well, and he kindly said he would. And that's where we are today.
Well, that's a very interesting story, Hugh. A group of like-minded individuals and a little bit of collaboration. And as you say, that's where we are right now. Just sort of digressing slightly, I've always been interested to know where the name T.S. de Picardy came from. I know it's a sort of a musical progression, a chord, but was there any sort of methodology behind that from as far as you can remember?
Well, according to Mike, he was trying to think of an unusual name. Probably not a good idea, because if he'd called the forum the Music Keyboard Forum or something like that, yeah, in its domain name, it would have been easier to remember. But he wanted something unusual, and T.S. de Picardy being a Picardy third, which is when you're playing a song and it's in a minor key, you end up playing a major chord at the very end. That major chord at the end is called a T.S. de Picardy. And Mike thought that would be a good idea to have that as the name. But, of course, not many people know what a T.S. de Picardy is, so it's not something they're going to remember. And spelling it, to put it into the URL, is a nightmare.
Ah, yes, but as you say, it is memorable, and yep, that's just what it's all about, just trying to be a little bit different. Hugh, I remember, recall you saying that in your working life, you were a maths teacher. I'm somewhat intrigued to know why running the forum is right up your street, as we might say.
Well, I think to run a forum, you have to have a logical mind, which I believe I have. Unlike a chat group, a forum can be organised into categories and topics covering various aspects of music. It's not just somewhere to post your music. You can always find something to read about that will interest you. And not only can the explanations contain pictures and diagrams, as you can do in a magazine, but also there can be links to YouTube to illustrate what's being discussed, and even short demos of actual music. I often do a little demo on my organ, and then I just record a few bars and I pop that into the post. So, for example, if you're explaining what an arpeggio is, you can have a link to click on so an arpeggio can actually be heard, which I would do on my organ. You can't do that with a magazine. And then, of course, members can add to a discussion, either to put up a view of their own or to ask a further question about what you're discussing. You can't do that in a magazine either.
True.
So to me, a forum really lends itself to discussing music in particular.
Very true. Yes, indeed. A lot more advantages to having something physically in front of you that you can interact with, as you say, rather than just turning pages of magazines. I'm sure it's the way forward in the long term. Well, we've been including the challenge winners now for quite some time, and I must admit I've been consistently surprised at the very high standards of performance from all of the entries. Many times it's difficult to differentiate between the home player and the professional artist, you might say, on the programme. Obviously, with the huge development of instruments, you'd perhaps expect that gap to be narrower as really never before. What are your thoughts, Hugh, on the quality of performances that are submitted?
Well, Ian, you have to remember that a professional player has a live audience. And a home organist or keyboard player is not playing to an audience and can take as long as he or she likes to get their keyboard set up and press the record button. In fact, this is often where the nerves creep in and it all gets to pieces. As far as my recordings are concerned, I usually do about 15 takes before I'm happy with the result. And that final performance is, of course, what you get for your programme. So I'm glad you feel that we play sufficiently well to be included in your broadcast.
Well, as I say, Hugh, I find it very difficult to distinguish between the good people that supply their wonderful home music making and some of the professionally produced products, I must say. There are probably many listeners to this who do play, but feel that they're not of a sufficient standard to join in with the challenge. What would you say to those people, in a sense, to offer a word of encouragement or support to having a go, maybe?
Well, I think anybody playing a keyboard or an organ, I think the secret is to be more relaxed about playing music. Playing music is not just about playing all the right notes. Any piece of music has to flow as you're playing it. And that's not going to happen if you're having to concentrate too hard on the notes you're playing. It also helps to listen to the pieces on, for example, YouTube. Try to get into your head the timing of the notes in the melody, as they're never exactly as written on the sheet music. So my advice would be, go with the flow.
That's very sensible advice, I think, Hugh. Let's say that somebody now wants to sit down and maybe or try to overcome the nerves and press that record button. How does the process work? How do you join in and record a piece and send it to the forum? And then obviously what happens from there in terms of voting for the best and most popular pieces?
Well, of course, the first thing in essence is they've got to do a recording. And on the modern keyboards, it's quite easy because you can usually record your piece as a WAV file or something like that. And you then have to turn it into MP3. On my organ, it's so old, I have to have recording equipment and I have to take a line out from it, record it into my laptop using Audacity. Anyway, with the challenge, what we do is every month we put up a theme for members to work on. That's either a new piece they want to put together or to hunt out a piece they've previously played that fits the criteria of the challenge. They can then post something suitable as MP3. And at the end of the month, we have a voting poll. And I add that onto the forum. And that lasts for 21 days. The idea is for each member to vote for three they like best. We thought it would be better to do three, because usually the performances are so varied, to try to pick one out as a winner is impossible. So the idea is just to vote for three you like best, not based on the complexity of the piece or who's played it, just the three you like best. Our theme for next month will be something classical, which of course does not have to be played in classical style. Remember Louis Clark and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with this Hooked on Classic series? Maybe something like that for keyboard players. It's easier for us with our organs because we're inclined to play our organs as if it was playing classical music.
We've obviously talked about the challenge and the way that people now can sort of submit entries, but there are lots of other aspects to the forum, of course, aren't there? I mean, there's a huge library of hints and tips for, well, nearly every brand of organ and keyboard, past, present. There's things for sale, there's music searches, and a host of things. Best of all for me, it's all very straightforward. It's nice and colourful and cheerful to use. It's very easy and straightforward to find your way around. That sort of thing, Hugh, doesn't just magically appear. How much work does it take for you to keep everything up to date on the site?
Well, as far as the forum is concerned, we all can have a signature which shows up at the bottom of every post that you do. And the one that I've got is, it's all about the music. And this is the whole thing. It's anything to do with music instrument interests me. It isn't just playing my organ. In fact, I don't play my organ an awful lot. I spend more time on the forum, I think, than anything else. It's a pretty demanding job keeping up with everything. It's a question of getting inspired from what somebody said or done, doing some research into ideas that are going around in my head and putting pen to paper, so to speak. I've just listened to a piece that one of our members, John Davis, has just put up. He has a Tyros 5, and how he's used that expression pedal has really got me going. He hasn't used it to play his piece like he would a classical piece with soft and loud parts in his music. He's used the expression pedal to give a lift to his music. This is a technique that I haven't really come across before. It makes me want to get up and dance. As for keeping things up to date, one has to be aware when certain things have fallen off a cliff and links no longer link to anything, like videos on YouTube that are used to explain something, or even you with your community keyboards who have a new web address. It's a case of going through the forum and hunting all these out and putting a new link so what you've said makes sense. Quite honestly, there's nothing worse than reading something and there's something to look at or click on, and then you find that there's nothing there because it doesn't link to anything. You can't carry on the discussion. You can't read what was being discussed.
I'm hanging my head in shame here, Hugh, for just remembering, yes, we did change our web address, and we thought we'd told the whole world and his wife, and unfortunately we missed some people out, one of which was yourself. So anyway, thank you for being very alert and astute and for fixing that. I've got to say, Hugh, it's a wonderful, wonderful resource for players and listeners alike. Let me remind listeners, the website again is www. Let me spell it for you. It's always, as we say, it's very memorable, but it's not easy if you don't know the correct spelling. So www.tierce-de-picardie.co.uk. That's wonderful. And we're going to actually hear that piece you just mentioned a moment or two ago, Hugh, from John Davis and his Tyros 5 keyboard. It is a real foot tapper. It's called Running Bear. And Hugh, can I say many, many thanks for everything you do with TDP, and thanks for joining me on the programme this time around. It's been lovely to chat with you.
Ian, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.